News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Most of us are guilty of spending a lot of time on social media and on our phones, but according to our next guest, social media addiction is the crack cocaine of the digital age, and we need to wake up to the dangers of spending too much time on our small screens. Now, to discuss this, we're joined by Niamh McElhattan, who's Director of Digital Education at Smart NI. Niamh, good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say, when I read this this morning, first time, I said it has to be, to say the least, a tad hyperbolic to compare digital addiction or the use of smartphones to the addiction to crack cocaine, which is an appalling addiction.
It is an appalling addiction and a very bold metaphor to use. And to be honest, I didn't think it would quite get the reaction that it has gotten over the last few days. But I think it's a fair comment, to be fair, though, because I think our addictions to our smart devices and social media are, in fact, a very serious problem. And, you know, drug addiction, alcoholism, gambling, and now, unfortunately, we're going to see serious repercussions of
so was it a deliberate analogy just to wake people up to make them look at this, or is
there any scientific basis
to it?
Not at all. Well, yeah, there's loads of research, absolutely. It wasn't a flyaway comment either, but I genuinely didn't think, you know, that it would get the attention that it has. But I'm delighted it has, if that makes sense too, because I think we're going to see serious problems in the next few years, especially in our millennials or younger kids again. And when you look at the statistics that are coming through on anxiety, depression, mental health issues, you know, these are things that we actually need to sit up and pay attention to. And instead of throwing our kids an iPad so we get peace for 10 minutes, I think we seriously need to look at what the impact that's actually having.
We are witnessing the dark side of all of this already, with kids being groomed online and being abused and bullied online and, you know, all kinds of awful things going on. Can you describe to us what a typical social media addiction is? What are the symptoms of this addiction?
Well, being a self-confessed addict myself, and this is how it all started, actually. I did a TEDx talk in November based on being virtually connected yet socially disconnected. And it was my kids that actually gave me the kick up the backside to make me realise that I was wasting so much of my time aimlessly scrolling through my phone, looking at other people's lives. And I started to wake up with my kids, actually. We were playing charades, right? And my youngest daughter put the palm of her left hand down and got her right finger and pretended to scroll up and down the phone. And we were trying to guess what she was doing. And my eldest daughter quite quickly said, "Ah, you're being mummy." And I was like, "What?" This was the moment that I had my eyes open, that my kids genuinely think that I am just constantly stuck on my phone.
There's
and
hope
thought,
for the future generation, by the way, if these young kids are teaching mommy this. Fair play to them.
Hear,
the wisdom of
the
babies.
Point. Absolutely. These kids, all I know my girls are 8 and 10, and you know all they want is my time and attention. So when you sit, and I ask you to do this today now that you're aware, right? You're sitting having lunch, ordering lunch. Look up. Look around you and everybody in the restaurant, and I guarantee you 95% of the people in that restaurant are looking at their phones. They're not even talking to each other.
I don't have to do that research because I see it every day, and people are like, it's become now a public safety issue where idiots are walking out in front of buses looking into their phones, and they can't take their faces out. Now, in fairness, I use it. It becomes like a sort of a crutch. If you're sitting somewhere and you have nothing to do, or you're going to a pub and you're having a pint and you're on your own, you're waiting to meet somebody, you straight out with the phone, you start reading the newspapers or you start reading something, you know, looking for something.
Absolutely. And funny, a friend of mine commented yesterday, he said it used to be really cool to be on your phone because you look busy and important, but people now know that you're just looking at social media or playing Candy Crush. You know, you're not actually doing anything that's of any benefit.
Okay, so, so like crack cocaine, because, like, you know, we've seen quite a bit of that. Like, it's a physical, psychological and emotional dependency, like all drugs, like major addictive psychotropic drugs. But how is it physical, physically and psychologically and emotionally dependency for ordinary human beings? And like, what are the symptoms for those people if the phone is taken away from them or withdrawals?
To be completely honest, the statistics are really worrying, especially in rates of anxiety and depression. There was a report done by the Royal Society for Public Health back in 2017, where they have actually done research that proves that these platforms are fueling mental health crisis. Now, there's other statistics out there that 1 in 5 kids look at their social media channels throughout the night, right? So they wake up, they go to the bathroom or whatever, and they come and look at their phone. That then leads to insomnia. Insomnia, as you know, leads to tiredness, especially in young teenagers. And then that tiredness, poor performance at school, you know, their confidence is down if they're not performing well. So it all has a knock-on effect. And it just worries me that if we don't take a stand, and listen, I'm not standing here as a do-gooder. I am here as a mother, as an educator, and as somebody who is a self-confessed addict with her own children waking her up to this fact. But I think we have to take it into moderation. And I'm not saying that, you know, that's it now. Put the phones down and there's no more social media and that's the end of that. Not at all, because I educate businesses on how to grow their businesses online, but it's just making us aware of everything in moderation. It's the same as having a glass of wine. Obviously, we don't condone that to anybody under 18, but it's like, you know, everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Absolutely.
So instead of wine o'clock, you'll have something like smartphone o'clock. And it's for 1 hour every evening when you come home and you talk to your kids and the husband. Leave McElhattan, I'd say we'll come back to this again because it's a fascinating subject. You're the Director of Digital Education at Smart Northern Ireland. Thanks very much for that. What do you think, Mr. Coleman?
I think we'll better get an ad break, but I think it's very interesting. Let us know your views. 53106. Are you a smartphone addict? Stay with us.